On St. Paddy's Day, some rain showers in the afternoon, 46. Sunshine in mid-50s returning by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Vienna, 36 in Hyattsville, 38 in Washington. The investigation into that Miami bridge collapse is underway. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Happy Friday morning, heading into St. Patrick's Day. Glad to have you here on Mornings on the Mall. We got Sagar and Jetty joining us at 7:05 this morning. Yep. Larry Michael's going to be here at 7:35, the voice of the Redskins. We have a new quarterback, baby. So Larry Michael's going to talk all about that. And then 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. I'm Vince Colonnaise, alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Happy Friday. And hey, happy. It's almost St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people wearing green today, but I wore my green yesterday. I forgot. I had my green on yesterday, so sorry about that.
Getting ahead of it.
Yeah. All right. I have to share something that happened yesterday. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version of it. All right. Reader's Digest being a small compilation for those of you who have no idea what that is. the Cliff Notes. All right.
There's Spark Notes now, Mary. The Cliff Notes are
really
gone the way of the dodo,
gone now,
I think.
Too?
Yeah.
What happened to
Things
Cliff?
Have changed.
What happened to Cliff? Lord. All right. Well, all right. So I want to share a story with you. Want to get your stories because I'm sure this is going to sound super familiar to a lot of people. So I, around Christmas, you know, I bought a bunch of, I buy a couple of like $50, $25 gift cards to give away just in case, like as just in case presents,
yeah.
You know? And I had like three $50 gift cards left. So Wednesday, I guess it was, I went to a salon.
Yeah.
And the bill was $85. So I said, well, you know, I have to start using these gift cards because
right.
They're just sitting around. So I open up one of the gift cards, $50 gift card, give it to the woman. She runs it, rejects, declines. So you're mortified because you're sitting here thinking, oh, my God, they're going to think I stole this. Right. So it declines. It happened a couple times. One of the women says, this happened to me before. You got to call the number on the thing. This isn't unusual. This happens. I said, OK, fine.
When did you buy it? This past Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like you've had it for a couple of years
No.
The balance was down or something?
No, it's $50. Everything should be on there.
Okay.
Call the company yesterday. Yep, $50 on the gift card. Everything's fine. Do I want to register my zip code? Blah, blah, blah. Finally get this woman. English is a distant second language. So I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm on it. I'm clearly talking to somebody on an island somewhere. Here, all right, fine. I was super nice to her. She's very nice. A little hard to understand. Get my point across. So she says to me, well, you can't use the whole $50. So why can't I use the whole $50? She said, oh, because for certain services, and this is what I understood, they hold back 20%. So you have to do the calculation. They hold back 20%, and then in 7 days, they put the money back on the card.
What?
Yes, to make sure that you have enough in case you need for tipping. I said, well, that's insane. I want to use the $50, $35 on my credit card,
yeah.
And then I'll pay the tip in cash. Oh, you can't do that. I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know that? It doesn't say that on the package. I have the package right here. I mean, looking at the packaging. It doesn't say that on here. She goes, it's in the terms and conditions. Well, where are the terms and conditions? Inside the package. So I have to buy the gift card, Open it up, then read the terms and conditions to find out if this is a product I want.
Right.
And she says, yes. I go, wait a minute. So it starts. And you could just cue the Benny Hill music in the background. This went on for 2 hours yesterday.
You were on the phone for two hours?
Yes. On the phone for 2 hours yesterday.
Because you weren't standing at the salon, were you?
Oh, no, because that was Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And
That's
yesterday because
right.
No, I went home, you know, with my tail tucked between my legs. Anyway, so I bought it at Staples. So I call Staples. The super nice. They bumped me up to the office of the president.
Wow.
I'm talking to Tracy at the office. It's super nice. I'm telling her about this. And she said, you know, I've heard this complaint before. I knew about the 20%. It's with tipping. But I said, well, it doesn't say that anywhere. And I tell her the story. She totally agrees with me. So maybe she was just feeding me to get me offline. But super nice. I get a phone call back now from the people from the credit card company who don't leave me an extension, so you can't get a hold of them.
Yeah.
I work my way through that chain again. Oh, I did. I get this other guy, Chris, who was ready for me. He clearly had been prepped and knew what my complaint was. He did nothing but yell at me.
And what?
Tell me, he yelled at me. He told me I was wrong, that it is not false advertising, that there's an 800 number on the back of that card, that if you have any questions before you buy the product, you should call that 800 number.
I see.
Number.
So if you're in the store and you're just trying to decide whether to buy a product, what you should do is call the 800 number on the back of that product,
yes,
and learn everything about it first,
yep,
and then actually purchase,
yep,
it.
And then he's telling me it talks about tipping and it doesn't and all this. Anyway, because I read the terms and conditions. I have it highlighted. I'm ready for these people. So, long story short, I now have three $50 gift cards that I can pretty much only use to buy groceries and things like that, because you can't use it for a whole variety of places.
Uh-huh.
So, sharing. This is the Reader's Digest version, 2 hours. I got a call back from Staples, from the office of the president.
The office of the president.
The office of the president.
President Staples himself.
So, kudos to them, yeah, for following up on this. They were very interested. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I want to talk to you about customer service, because since they have moved these call centers, a lot of these organizations offshore, I will tell you, it's miserable. It's terrible. Nothing against these people. They're speaking a second language better than I can do, so good for them there. I can't understand them, and they don't care. They will yell at you, because you know what? You can't get to them. You can't get to them. You can't even call them back. You have to work your way through the phone tree. So I want to find out your stories. 888-630-9625.
Yeah, there's a lot of horror stories for customer service. It's funny. I think I probably negotiate more aggressively each year on my cable contract than I ever have for any job. So it's like I'll get on the phone with my cable provider, renegotiating, you know, my access to my internet, my TV, and I'm like, I'm driving a hard bargain, man. Okay, but like, okay, but what channels can you throw in for me? How long can I have HBO for? Can you throw that in for free? Hey, can you bump up my internet speed? And it's just back and forth and back and forth and like, you know, an hour or so of just kind of like wearing them down, seeing what I can get. Oh, I might actually go to a different service. You know, you throw one of those out, mm-hmm, there. There's all these like strategies that you can use in these customer service calls, because you feel like everyone kind of knows the game, that like,
yes,
that you're going to trigger some new step in the process that they have to abide by. So like, you know, I pick up the phone if I'm calling a customer service line. And one of the first things I'm doing when I make that call is jamming the zero button. I'm not going through your phone tree. Just give me an operator. This is ridiculous. Or representative, just saying it over and over until it actually works. And then you get somebody on the line, and then depending on their acumen, which you study very quickly, you kind of figure out, okay, how much power does this person have? How much power can they wield to fix my problem? And it's like, all right, can I speak to a supervisor? Where's your supervisor? And then, you know, you work your way four ways up, and it's probably no supervisor. It's just like four dudes handing it around and, mm-hmm, pretending they're supervisors, but it makes me feel better. And hopefully by the end of it, you get some concession. So it's a dance, and I think on both sides, like, obviously these guys do it all day long. There's probably some sort of categorization for the Mary Walter customer. Like, they know. We've got a code 5 here. We have a code 5.
Someone who can read is on the line.
Yeah. They start documenting every word you say, looking for gaps in your argument, handing it to a supervisor who's actually going to study your case file and be prepared to yell at you, which is apparently what you experienced.
All they did, just yell. And if you have any tricks like Vince does for dealing with this, because I have some too, and I'll share them with you as well. 888-630-9625. Very quickly, Maria in Haymarket. We've got a little bit more than 30 seconds. Go.
I bought one of those cards, gave it to my parents who don't speak English that well, and they tried to use it at a restaurant. They didn't understand, so they called me. I paid for the bill over the phone in Portland, Oregon, and then I said, send that card back to me. I went into Wegmans. I said, take this card back. It doesn't work. Wegmans refunded me the money.
You know, but it's the same thing. It's because it's at a restaurant, so they withhold 20% because of tipping. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And Maria, thank you for sharing that. I cannot tell you, because I posted this on social media, the number of people who commented to me that they've had the same experience with these cards.
It's almost like these gift cards are not meant to be spent.
Right. Well, that's the game.
Like,
that's absolutely
like
the
game.
Like,
you buy them, and then they give you so many speed bumps to actually getting rid of the cash.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. 888-630-9625. More of your stories, customer service. And if you have any tricks to deal with these people, please share. It is 5:15. Time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Good morning, Jamie Witten.
I never heard of that. You go, girl. I would have been so mad. That is ridiculous. Who gives a gift and opens it first? Don't open the gift card. All right, let's get out to the roads. And it's Friday, so we're happy around the Beltway. Maryland, Virginia, you check out fine. We still have a bit of volume leaving Brandywine, folks. So if you're heading 5, right at 5301 split, it's slow because they had work zone overnight and it's not quite finished. I don't know. So a little bit frustrating here, but that's the culprit for northbound 5 past Brandywine Road up toward Moores Road. No problems. Route 4 up to the Beltway 210. You check out fine early on. We're good on 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Today, wind increasing, a mix of clouds and sun. Winds could hit 20 to 30 miles an hour today. High of 47 tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies going to give way to showers, a high of 46 for your Saturday. And then Sunday, lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. And currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Are credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216.
Customer service horror stories. Or, you know, hey, good ones. You could get, because I had good and bad yesterday.
Yeah.
I had both. I saw two sides of the same coin.
Well, there's some that overtack. I like L.L. Bean. Like, if you bring back, like, your boots are ripped up. You've had them for 30 years, and you bring them in. You're like, hey, these boots are ripped up. You have, like, a good warranty on them. They're like, we'll give you new ones. What? What kind of cut? This is heaven. What are
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. If you have any ways of dealing with this, I will say one thing I've learned, and I didn't do this, and I'm so upset that I didn't do this yesterday. That guy, Chris, started yelling at me, totally got me heated. I will sit there very calmly and say, I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable. I'm sorry, that's unacceptable. Because then they don't know what to do if you're super calm.
I couldn't imagine getting you on a customer service line. I just couldn't imagine it.
People could probably hire me. Like I said, Office of the President at Staples.
Like, you would be the conversation at my dinner table that night.
Uh-huh. So this woman, she just kept saying very calmly, I'm sorry. I even tried to get her to scream, and she just kept telling me. He was talking to me as if I were developmentally arrested at the age of 4. Robert and Frederick, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Let's hear it, Robert.
Good morning. I have a problem with customer service all the time, especially with Comcast. When you call them, they don't really seem to know what the last person told you. They look at their notes. So I petitioned many, many times for Congressman Andy Harris to write a law saying that the corporations must email you the conversation so there's some type of accountability, but he won't do it. So I'm not sure why, but I think that's something that needs to be implemented greatly.
I can tell you how to get around that.
Go for it.
Mark, Comcast was at my house so much at one point in our lives. They were there so much that I actually got to know the guys by name. And we're friends now on Facebook. And I have their cell phones. So if there's a problem, I could just pick up the phone and give them a call.
Uh-huh.
Because we're Facebook friends.
So you've invaded the life of your customer service.
No. They friended me.
Oh, okay.
Because I serve them coffee and make cookies and things like that when they come. It's helpful. It works. And that's how you do it. You're super, super nice to the installers and the guys who come to fix stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to cut out customer service.
My favorite thing is when you call and then you're like exasperated and you're like explain. And then all of a sudden my cable went down. My internet's down. What are you going to do for me? Okay, I can help you with that.
Yes. I understand.
Like the script that they have to read.
Have you tried rebooting your... Yes, I've tried rebooting!
Is it plugged in?
Yes. Well, I can understand that. Let's go to Sylvie in Waldorf. Sylvie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, good. Well, the worst is trying to call the U.S. Postal Service. You will not get a human being unless you're on the phone for about an hour and a half. They will... Even pressing zero all the time, talking, yeah, saying representative, it won't happen for at least an hour.
Ugh.
And also what I've managed to figure out is that if I need help from companies like HP or Microsoft regarding my computer, I'll figure out what time it's evening in the Far East. That way I can get the phone call answered by someone in Seattle or Silicon Valley that knows something about tech that I'm figuring out. It's just to the point where people overseas have answered the phone. They don't know what they're doing or they don't understand your issue, and then they refer you anyway to another phone number in Seattle or wherever. So I'll just figure it out by the time of day
wow.
to call.
That's smart.
That is really smart. I when it comes to the post office, I would imagine it's a government agency. So, yeah, they've perfected the art of never having to answer a question.
Yeah.
So I guess you just start out by going to your post office where you know the people. Like, because I know the people in my post office.
We're not the only ones going postal.
Yes.
Yeah, here's your chance.
Great.
It's crazy. Well, thank you, Sylvie.
Thank
Shout
you.
Out Real Housewives. And by the way, I got to tell you that you should Google a customer service strategy for each company that you deal with.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, just like look
can
up.
Can you Google a customer service strategy for Google?
I bet you can. So, I mean, look up on Google or Bing or whatever you use. Find other people who've done this before, who've dealt with that company. Because, for instance, some companies, you can get a better deal by using their web interface, their web chat. Like, say you're negotiating a cable bill. You might be able to get a better deal on their web interface than you will on, say, the phone.
Ah.
So you can check, because they have different teams of customer service guys who are doing this elsewhere in the world. Some of them are working in a way that they can kind of rush you through. They want to just give you the best deal and get you out. Or others are working on, you know, much more aggressive terms. So, you know, Google it first and kind of do some prep work. It's worth it.
All right. 888-630-9625. 2 hours yesterday going round over these gift cards. How about you? Customer service. We'll take your stories. 522 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend How to Eliminate Neck, Shoulder, and Arm Pain Without Drugs or Surgery on Wednesday, March 21st. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this result-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office
this
in Falls
week
Church.
On About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel.
This tax reform is going to expire, but it's not going to expire for 5 years. So I have an idea. Let's take advantage. So for wherever you might be in income, if it makes sense, we can convert your tax-deferred money to tax-free money at a discount.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
525, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with great service.
Thank you very much, and we should give great service. All right, here we go. And we have problems on Metro Rail, so I'll get that in one moment. But 270, I'm just seeing some volumes forming, ready to come off of 70 down toward Urbana past exit for 85, and again briefly after 109. So that's about it for our early 270 ride. Beltway checks out fine. Out of Brandywine, unfortunately, the overnight road work still gets us in a little bit of a slowdown here north as you approach the split for 5301, and that takes you north up toward Moores Road. So it is a little bit of a long stretch here as we get started early off. No problems, 210 and Route 4 up through to the Beltway. Now, for Metro Rail, they have a lot of work scheduled and planned for this weekend, and it already starts today. Silver Line trains operating every 24 minutes, single tracking between Stadium Armory and Addison Road. They're doing structural repairs, and I'm getting word that Blue and Orange Line trains, they're now checking the train service between Stadium Armory and Landover, and they may have to do single tracking or stop this train. So I'll let you know in 10 minutes as soon as they assess that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind out of the west-northwest, gusty at times, especially this afternoon, but a clear start with a few clouds coming in this afternoon and cooler 47, colder night tonight, 30, suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 526 on WMAL. So talk about those customer service, just nightmares. Or, hey, you got good customer service, you want to give props, that's fine too. You have any hints to deal with it? Raymond in Vienna. Raymond, thanks for holding on. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Let's hear it.
Oh, good morning. My story involves the Washington Nationals. I purchased two VIP tickets behind home plate to treat my brother to a game. And when we showed up at Will Call, there had been a makeup game, so it was a doubleheader. So when I went to claim my tickets, Will Call told us that my tickets, my seats had been taken by people that were attending the makeup game, but that I could accept tickets of a lesser value in a different area. And I said, well, will I be refunded the difference? They said, no. I said, so let me get this straight. You basically want me to make a charitable donation to a bunch of millionaires. Now, I will tell you this.
Quickly.
The same thing happened in Baltimore. However, when they have a makeup game, they kick everybody out from the makeup game so the people attending the subsequent game that day can actually sit in their ticket.
Wow.
And that makes sense. That's unbelievable.
One thing Baltimore has us beat on. Holy cow.
But wow.
That's the one thing.
Oh, stop. Thank you for sharing that, Raymond. Have a great weekend. 528 on WMAL.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees, and earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Howdy, Washington, D.C. It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. They ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code CAT3 for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. There is new information this hour from Miami, where officials have now raised the death toll in yesterday's pedestrian bridge collapse to 6. Miami-Dade Police Spokesman Alvaro Zabaleta spoke with reporters just a few minutes ago.
You have to understand that this is a very slow process. They're still working away at that concrete. Engineers have told us last night that it's got to be done very carefully, not only because of the fact that we have to preserve evidence, not only because of the fact that there may be possible victims under there and we have to treat it very delicately, but because for the safety of the rescuers as well.
Experts from the NTSB are in Miami now to begin their formal investigation. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has reportedly subpoenaed the Trump Organization for documents related to Russia.
This is the hardest signal so far that Mueller is taking a serious look at Trump's business dealings. We had reported earlier, we'd heard from witnesses interviewed by Mueller that they'd been asked questions about Trump's business dealings. We'd also reported in January that Trump Organization had voluntarily provided documents to the Special Counsel's office. This is, of course, different. It's a subpoena, and it shows that this may very well be a serious line of investigation for him.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. One man was killed, several other people injured when the man crashed his car into the rear of a stopped ride-on bus in Rockville last night. It happened on Norbeck Road at Avery Road. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city's troubled public schools need to rebuild trust in the system, and she's promising to strengthen oversight of the school system. In her State of the District speech, Bowser acknowledged that, quote, there have been bumps in the road, but now she says, we understand better than ever the challenges we face. An American military helicopter with seven people aboard has crashed in Iraq near the Syrian border.
An investigation is underway, but according to the military, early indications say no hostile fire was involved in the accident. The cause of the crash has not been confirmed. This accident comes one day after two naval aviators were declared dead after their F-A-18 fighter jet crashed off the coast of Key West, Florida. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,874, the NASDAQ at 74,82. Sports sponsored by Spot Hero. Virginia Tech makes an early exit from the NCAA tournament, losing to Alabama. Hockey, the Caps beat the Islanders. The Wizards are off till tomorrow. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There is a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code NEW. That's promo code NEW. Hey guys, half of all men have ED. It's only natural. If you've lost a step or aren't packing that punch you had when you were younger, good news. You can regain your step and get your punch back. Now, I'm not talking about those little blue pills or risky surgery. I'm talking about Gainswave Therapy. It treats the cause of ED and was recently featured in Men's Health magazine. This is a revolutionary, simple, non-invasive, drug-free procedure that makes you perform better and last longer. Here's the thing. Gainswave is not just for guys with ED. It can even help you gain a step and give you a little extra punch. If you have ED or just want to perform better, call 410-787-2782 to schedule a free consultation to see if this treatment is right for you. Call today, 410-787-2782, and be spontaneous again. Gainswave is the real deal. Get more out of life. You deserve it, and so does your partner. Call 410-787-2782 to schedule your free consultation today. 410-787-2782.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 13% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, still the hot spot here is the road work that's not wrapped up yet on Route 5 Branch Avenue. So, for those of you coming out northbound out of Brandywine, past the Brandywine crossing area, that's where I'm seeing delays now. So back near the Costco, up past the 5301 split up toward Moores Road, where they're still in that work zone. Beyond, then, of course, wide open heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. Much better ride if you're joining on north of Moores Road. Virginia 95, Dale City to Woodbridge. Definitely see that volume on the increase. Now, as for 66, though, wide open. Still in a good run here, leaving Gainesville and heading through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Capitol Beltway. 270, a little bit of volume bunches up, us up in Urbana and at 109. Now, for Metro Rail, they had been single-tracking Yellow Line trains between Braddock Road and Huntington due to a track condition outside of Huntington. They're no longer single-tracking, so that's the good news on Yellow Line trains. But they do plan, was already scheduled, to operate trains every 4 minutes with the rush hours and do repairs all weekend long, so plan for some delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
47 this afternoon. The winds will increase. Sunshine will start mixing with clouds later. Some clouds tonight down near 30 and a chilly St. Patrick's Day with occasional showers in the afternoon, 46. However, sunshine returns on Sunday, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Leesburg, 28 in Bowie, 37 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning to you. Top of the morning. It is Friday morning. It's 5:37. Joining us at 7:05, Sagar and Jetty from the Daily Caller with all the White House news, because there's always a ton of news coming out of the White House on any given day. At 7:35, Larry Michael from the Redskins. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer from Fox News. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnades.
Well, good morning. We got some news for you overnight. Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham now adding their voices to the calls for a second special counsel. If in case you're thinking to yourself, God, didn't they already call for that? What they called for a month ago was for the DOJ's internal watchdog, the inspector general, to focus fire on what the heck is going on at the FBI and how it handled its Russia probe. Remember, a month ago, they sent a letter asking to examine a comprehensive review of potential improper political influence, misconduct, or mismanagement in the conduct of the counterintelligence and criminal investigations related to Russia and individuals associated with, one, the Trump campaign, two, the presidential transition, or three, the administration prior to the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller. So they wanted to see, you know, what kind of politics went into the decision-making at the FBI. Now, they're calling for a second special counsel. The two senators sitting down last night with Brett Baer, who, by the way, we'll be speaking with at 8:35 this morning, to explain why they are now officially calling for that second special counsel. Here they are.
Calling for a special counsel, another special counsel. Why?
I would like to suggest to you that you use the word special counsel, yes, because that's what it is. But we're thinking in terms of a special counsel to work with the inspector general. We have all kinds of confidence in the inspector general's work. We know he's a good person. We know he's doing good work, digs in deep. He's got a staff of maybe about 400, but he doesn't have the capability of working with people that have left the Justice Department. He can only bring in those people that are already in government to investigate. And this special counsel working in a team, and I want to emphasize the word team, with the inspector general, will give him the tools he needs to get all the information that we're asking him to get. And we sent him 30 questions that we want investigated.
All right, so they want things investigated. And the important point of what Senator Grassley just said was that the inspector general can only call before him people who currently work for the Justice Department, leaving out a whole bunch of Obama-era officials that can't be called to account by that inspector general in terms of just getting them to be witnesses.
Right, and I believe he said 30 questions that they want answered. So that's a lot of questions. I would assume they can lead to other places.
Well, those 30 questions include some details, as Brett Baer is about to point out here. Lindsey Graham explaining that he does see some red flags that are deserving of this second special counsel. Listen.
There's a lot of questions in here. I mean, are you seeing things that are really red flags for you that you've seen that are not getting answered?
Well, number one, Chairman Grassley's done a very good job of looking at all things Russia. We've had hearings in our committee about how Russia operates. We've brought in Sally Yates and Clapper and a bunch of other people who are worried about the Trump campaign association with the Russians. We haven't found any evidence of collusion, but Mueller's doing his job. The chairman and I have look real close at the FBI investigation of the Clinton email scandal, and I've come away believing that it was shoddily done, that there were conflicts of interest, that there was political bias that may have resulted in giving Clinton a pass. The Steele dossier was paid for by the Democratic Party through Fusion GPS. Mr. Steele had associates in Russia that could have easily compromised him, and we believe the FISA warrant process was abused, and the reason we want a special counsel is I think crimes may have been committed.
Wow, Lindsey Graham, I think crimes may have been committed. And it's interesting because when I think Lindsey Graham, I don't think of this staunch Republican. I think of a guy who a lot of times sides with the Democrats, a guy who a lot of times, obviously challenges the president. So to hear Lindsey Graham say something, I see a lot of red flags,
yeah.
And I think crimes may have been committed. That's huge.
Well, here's more on the red flags he's sensing, and they specifically involve Christopher Steele.
Mr. Steele was sued in May of 2017 in Great Britain for libel. Somebody mentioned in the dossier sued him in British court. And in the response to the lawsuit, he admitted in British court that he had talked to media outlets in September of 2016 about the dossier. The FBI told the FISA court all through 2016, September, October, and November, that Mr. Steele had no contacts at all with the media when it comes to shopping around the dossier. So we have a filing in British court where a lawyer for Mr. Steele admits to talking to the American media, worldwide media, in September at the same time of 2016 the FBI was using him as a confidential informant. Somebody needs to look and see whether or not who he's lying to.
Yeah, the FBI's top informant was lying to the FBI. Shouldn't that raise some eyebrows? Brett Baer talked to both of those senators yesterday. He joins us at 8:35 this morning, 5:43 on WMAL.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate, sponsored by Linton Hall Realtors. Now your host, Frank Prindle.
As a real estate agent over the past 25 years, I have seen the growth and transition of the D.C. metro area go from being just politics to being a real contributor in business, finance, and even the arts. Consider this. Economists have shown that almost 48% of the D.C. metro population is now international. This means that international marketing is extremely important. You should insist that your agent advertises directly to foreign nationals in their publications and, most importantly, in their language. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and my guarantee is this. I'll go the extra mile to market your home as an international offering, and if I can't sell your home, I'll buy it.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to hear about Cindy from Flagstaff, Arizona. She wrote in to say, "Dear Chamonix, your eyelid product is great. It really works. It worked on me the first time and every time thereafter." Cindy's talking about Genucel's new eyelid lift. It's simple. She looks at her mirror every morning, and she sees no bags and no droopy eyelids. Now it's your turn. Order Genucel right now and watch the bags under your eyes and the droopiness disappear within 12 hours, or you get your money back. Call 800-525-2720. money or go to GenuCell.com now. But your order today will do something else. Chamonix is expanding its partnership with Women Aware. Chamonix has been giving the exact same package you get to a woman in a shelter for battered women every day of the year. And your order today will allow them to expand this effort nationally. Go to GenuCell.com right now or call 800-525-2720 to get the GenuCell eyelid treatment absolutely free when you order GenuCell bags and puffiness treatment. GenuCell.com or call 800-525-2720.
5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still talking about this road work, trying to get out of Brandywine. Pretty solid backup here, and they continue to grow as you head up toward Brandywine Crossing, past the Costco, past the 305 split. That's the scoop up ahead. Should really be and it's painful that they're not wrapped up yet. But the closer you get to where Surratt's Road, the better the pace. So we're not getting up quite as far as Moore's Road. So they're picking up some cones. But nonetheless, they are still out there, northbound 5, north of Brandywine Road, making progress. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge, and checking out the Beltway. Good start here. 66 eastbound. Traffic bunches up quickly here, heading up through to the Beltway incident reported. So keep alert. After you pass Nutley Street, you're going to see some brake lights up ahead. Metro Rail, they have a lot of work planned for the weekend. So you want to check for that before you head on out. And also, they had some issues that they were stopping the Blue Line trains here just a little bit ago, but they said no worries. They have restored the Blue and Orange Line trains service between Stadium Marmory and Landover Road. They checked the rail conditions outside of Chevrolet, and everything's good to go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Friday, but a bit on the chilly side as temperatures come down now after highs yesterday in the 50s. They'll only muster up about 47 this afternoon. The winds will increase. Sunshine will start mixing with clouds later. Some clouds tonight down near 30. Suburbs will be even colder. And a chilly St. Patrick's Day, but occasional showers in the afternoon, 46. However, sunshine returns on Sunday, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
All right, there's a lot going on at the White House. You know, the president yesterday denying that... He basically said, look, there's a lot of fake news going on about the people who I'm going to get rid of, that how much I'm going to shake up my cabinet, a lot of fake news. But then kind of like lean back into that, yeah, he's still exploring changes and wants to get the cabinet and the people around him to a state that he's happy with. And we heard that earlier this week. Remember he was saying that he was almost to the spot where he felt like he had a good staff and a good cabinet, suggesting that, you know, there could be more changes on the way. And so much speculation. I mean, think about this. How much speculation have we heard around, say, H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, the idea that he'd be replaced by John Bolton? We've already gone through and watched as Gary Cohn left the White House and Larry Kudlow took over for him over the course of the past week. We're still waiting on a communications director at the White House. A pick there. Is Mercedes Schlapp going to get that? Remember Hope Hicks leaving. And then there's questions over, you know, people who he is not thrilled with, or at least reportedly not thrilled with, including the head of the VA, David Shulkin, and questions about also, you know, the embarrassing headlines that Ben Carson has suffered as the head of housing and urban development. So there's reporting, fresh reporting out of the New York Times and the Washington Post last night that today could be a big day for some more staff changes. Take, of course, that with a grain of salt, depending on how much credibility you invest in either of those papers. But the Times is reporting that Mr. Trump could act as, this is quote, Mr. Trump could act as early as Friday to remove one or more, and they cite both Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Wow.
And Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, both mentioned in the article, as well as John Kelly and H.R. McMaster, who are reportedly, quote, on thin ice. John Kelly, of course, the chief of staff. This has always been a weird one to me, the John Kelly one, because it seemed like the agreement that the president seems to have had with John Kelly was the conditions by which he would take the job were, I'll come over, but I need to have the power to actually bring this staff to heel for you. I'll do this. Remember, he was reportedly asked many times by the president, and he finally did it because it seemed like they had a gentleman's agreement. The president said, I need you to do this. I think you'd be good at it. And he said, fine, but only if you empower me to actually do the job as chief of staff. And finally, he did, and that's why you've seen all the way up to the president's own son-in-law getting his security clearance downgraded. John Kelly has been empowered to actually do that job. But now, over the past week, we've seen all these reports that, well, John Kelly is on thin ice. John Kelly could be on the way out. So maybe for whatever reason, he's reaching the breaking point. But the clear thing here is the president is trying to perfect the people around him in terms of how he thinks that this White House should be constructed.
I just think John Kelly is a wish for those on the left. Because I do think he has brought the staff to heel. I do think he has brought some order to the chaos and to the craziness that we heard was coming out of the White House. I take a lot of that with a grain of salt because, again, I think some of that is coming from the left and they want to portray this White House as being a mess and dysfunctional and all those things. So I take some of it with a grain of salt. I think John Kelly's done a good job.
There's no question the White House was leaking.
Yes.
I mean, when I say the White House, I mean people within the White House are leaking to the press. And including outlets who we've heard are supposedly fake news, right? Yeah. So the same outlets that the White House would be attacking, you'd have people within the White House leaking to those outlets.
Yeah.
Sagar Njeti is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. He's been following this really closely. We'll see what his insights are this morning at 7:05. It's 5:51. Time for Al Rushbo.
A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling this week about sanctuary cities that could be a game changer. The case was prompted by a law passed last May by the Texas legislature. It required police chiefs and sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration officials. It allowed cops to question anyone they arrested about their immigration status. In other words, Texas stripped sanctuary cities of their sanctuary. A lone federal judge in San Antonio temporarily blocked implementation of the law. But on Tuesday, the three appeals court judges voted unanimously to smack down that decision. Texas can enforce the law while the case is still being challenged in court. Except for one minor provision, the three-judge panel found the plaintiff's argument wasn't likely to succeed on the merits of the constitutional issues raised. And that's a big deal, since this case is likely headed to the Supreme Court. It's also a big deal because this Texas law is right in line with President Trump's position on sanctuary cities. Illegal immigration advocates are vowing to press on. They say they're looking forward to an appeal of the Texas law. Well, bring it. The left sanctuary nonsense has dragged on for too long. It's a direct attack on the rule of law, and the sooner America is rid of it, the better.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen. It's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look
discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
It's 5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 66 coming in from Nutley Street to the Beltway. Stop and go, trying to get that crash to the shoulder. Just about wrapped up here with this work zone. Northbound 5. Still looking at delays as you come past the Costco and the Brandywine crossing area up to the split for 5301, but then the pace really is starting to improve after you pass Brandywine up toward Brandywine Road up to Moores Road, where they have the lanes now open. Beyond, we're going to see a good trip out of Clinton up through to the Beltway. South on DC 295 starts to see some of those delays. Heading south past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, but I don't have anything reported there, just the volume delays for now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Friday, but a bit on the chilly side as temperatures come down now after highs yesterday in the 50s. They only muster up about 47 this afternoon. The winds will increase. Sunshine will start mixing with clouds later. Some clouds tonight down near 30. Suburbs will be even colder. And a chilly St. Patrick's Day with occasional showers in the afternoon, 46. However, sunshine returns on Sunday, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Gramophone.
For a limited time, Gramophone is offering no-interest financing on home theaters. Gramophone in Gaithersburg, Columbia, or Timonium. Online at gramophone.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some important decisions to make, and that's why it's so important to hire the right realtor to help you make the most money and handle all the details that will make it a smooth transaction. That's why I always recommend my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. Debbie and Sarah have a proven track record. Call them and let them show you their over 5,500 ready buyers and how they were able to sell over 440 homes just last year alone. Get this, Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster on average. Leo and Anita listed with the Reynolds team. Their home sold fast and for $9,000 over the asking price. They said the entire team was there for us and guided us through the entire process. We absolutely recommend if you're selling your home, don't bother calling anyone else. That's right. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds today. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 8 seminars throughout Maryland and Virginia the week of March 19th, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung Samsung 4K TV. Exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart. It's ultra high def. And it's curved. Just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000. But because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, you thought mocking faith in God was limited to ABC? Oh no, it's not. NBC picked up the baton yesterday and did something so crazy. I'm going to share it with you in a moment, but it involves Larry Kudlow, too. It's upsetting. What is with these news anchors?
Yeah, and we know what's with them, and you use the term news lately. Stormy Daniels not going away. Will that 60 Minutes piece air? Also, our friend Larry Kudlow in the news. It's 6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The death toll from yesterday's pedestrian bridge collapse in Miami is now up to at least 6, authorities say. They told reporters last hour that the 6th victim died in the hospital overnight. Miami-Dade police spokesman Alvaro Zabaleta.
They're saying at least because there is the possibility, the sad possibility, that under the concrete, there may be additional vehicles. And they're trying to work at it. The engineers are working at it in a very tactical way because, again, as I mentioned before, the structure is very fragile and it could be very dangerous to rescue personnel that are still there, people that are working it.
Local, state, and federal agencies are now working together as they search for more victims and look for clues as to why the bridge collapsed. Just days after dumping Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, President Trump may now be about to fire his National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster. The Washington Post reports the president has talked to finalists for the job, but has not yet made it official.
What the holdup is, one, who he's going to be replaced with, that's obvious, but two, where H.R. McMaster is going to go next, because he is active duty. He's a three-star. The question has been whether he would be put somewhere, deployed somewhere, in an effort to get a fourth star, or whether he would go somewhere else, or whether he would retire from the military completely.
Of course. Correspondent Dana Bash. Three small businesses in Seat Pleasant are suing the town, charging that a huge recent increase in their property taxes is illegal. They say the 800% increase in their taxes could put them out of business, and they think that's exactly what the town wants. The plaintiffs in the suit include the owners of a discount market, a Chinese takeout restaurant, and a liquor store. Two businesses in Reston say they're done with Reston Town Center, with fewer customers willing to pay for parking.
After nearly 8 years at Reston Town Center for Red Velvet Cupcakery.
Really become a part of the community, and unfortunately, we're closing up shop at the end of May.
Spokesman Aaron Gordon says when Boston Property started charging for parking there,
it's been really a complete disaster for everyone.
Income's down about 50% in the last year, he says. A lot of the workers have been there the entire time.
Our entire management team is from Reston, lives in Reston, and it really is very sad for them to have to lose their job.
The bike lane also says it's relocating. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As Montgomery County prepares for future winter storms, officials are looking into whether the salt used to treat roads before a storm is hurting the environment.
Treating roads with salt is a balancing act, according to the director of Montgomery County's Department of Transportation, Al Rashti.
We want to treat our roads to ensure public safety. At the same time, we want to minimize the use of salt to reduce the environmental impacts.
The county's road treatment is evolving, with salt brine now being used to pre-treat roads instead of straight salt. The acting director of the county's Department of Environmental Protection, Patty Bubar, says going forward,
we have to begin to do chloride monitoring
within the water. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, the Redskins now officially have a new quarterback. Alex Smith was introduced at a late-day news conference yesterday.
Glad it's finally here. The ball can start rolling, and the sooner we can get to work, I can get to work. That's what we're all here for.
And Coach Jay Gruden is upbeat.
I feel like we have a good foundation in place systematically. Now it's just ways to branch off of it and make us better, and I think Alex gives us that flexibility in order to do that.
The Skins also introduced their new wide receiver, Paul Richardson. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,874, the NASDAQ at 74,82. Sports: Virginia Tech upset by Alabama at the NCAA tournament. NHL, the Caps beat the Islanders. Exhibition baseball, the Nets lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we'll show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 800-997-0588 to secure your seat. This seminar is free to the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 800-997-0588. That's 800-997-0588.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Davison Invention Services. 66 commuters. You're in great shape. And listen carefully here out of Gainesville through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. But up ahead after Nutley Street, that's where I'm seeing the brake lights still off and on up through to the Beltway. They were able to clear that crash out of the travel lanes. Still might see some activity there on the shoulder. So 66, that's what's grabbing us. A bit slow there. Now on the Greenway Toll Road, no problems out of Leesburg, Route 7. You're checking out fine. Friday morning, we love it. Beltway looks great, Virginia and Maryland. Now, struggling all morning with this late clearing road work. I guess they were scheduled to be there till 6, but now trying to clear the delays on 3.